Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
On May 4th, 1932, local police in the Atlas area of Stockholm, Sweden, broke into the apartment of local sex worker Lily Lindenström and were confronted with a gruesome and baffling scene. Her friend Minnie had contacted the police after Lily had not answered her door for almost a week since she had last seen her. Police found Lily dead and her body completely drained of blood. The police were unable to find any traces of the vital fluid around the immediate area of the body, but did find a small amount on a ladle in the apartment. The details the police would release regarding the investigation would lead to a panic that Lily's murderer had not only taken her life, but consumed her blood as well. This case file joined the theorists as they talk about a pretty gross murder and probably make some, you know, jokes about the Atlas Vampire.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 260, Dan's Magical Murder Mystery. Right, Dan? I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I'm Andrew.
And this, you know, tonight we're talking about, one of Zell's brethren, the Atlas Vampire.
How can you go ahead and say that when we don't know for sure that it wasn't Zell?
You don't know for sure it wasn't me.
I don't. True.
And I'm not telling you who it was.
I will say, I think between this case file and last case file, Zell must have fed because he's not looking as translucent and he doesn't look like he has jaundice quite as much as he did last case file. It's a nice mustache, though. It's looking good.
Murder month, murder and mustache. I said I've been growing it and I finally shaved it in just immediately before this case file.
Yeah. I mean, there's only two cowards left on this podcast.
Fucking cowards.
Cowards.
Brayden just doesn't like the look of his face without the beard. That's why.
I don't. I can't. I
just can't handle it.
Yeah, but I look like a fucking idiot with a mustache too.
No, you look great.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
This whole don't care persona I put on. It's fake.
It's a facade.
You're the most superficial person on the podcast.
If I shave my face, I'm just like that's it. Like I'm a shell of myself. It's like being a turtle out of your shell.
just naked. No blue light could cover that up, babe.
No blue light. No. Oh no. And I was like, I'd have to Snapchat a filter a beard back on. Until
I
grew
one.
Back.
Just draw
and the
one.
Problem is my beard doesn't grow that fast too. So it's like,
oh, so your chin's McMahon for a while.
For a month at least.
Yeah, your chin's McMahon for a month.
Yeah. And your voice, woo, that thick.
Fat brain's back, baby.
Oh, yeah. I went to a powerlifting event on Saturday.
Okay, hold on. You as a spectator. That's very
clear. As a coach.
Extremely clear.
As a coach. I was eyeballing the competition because it was a regular meet. I went with the Special O guys because there's not another Special O event till next year, but we wanted to get the guys, just a nice meet. So we went to a regular powerlifting meet, which I've never been to. I've only ever been to like a Special O cross meet where it's like a hall and stuff. And this is just a regular meet. They happen all over the province. And so we get there, and so it's like, you know, so our Special Olympic athletes were, you know, competing with regular athletes, right? No big deal. Their my weight class, I was checking with my current numbers, and I've never really I'm sure I can lift a little more. I would have finished third place in my weight division.
What?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yes, because the super heavyweights that are above me then get insane. Like, it's insane. I witnessed a guy break the BC provincial record squatting 706 pounds. I sent Andrew a video of it. It was, the place was going insane. It was a madhouse as he was doing it. Then right after, he went 686 first, failed. The judges gave him 3 red lights, which means you failed your lift. Then he went for the record 706, smashed it, then went again and broke his own record that he just set, and he squatted 716 pounds.
That's literally like,
that's insane.
290 pounds more than I can squat.
It's, this guy that's looked like crazy. A bowling ball.
Well, that's the powerlifter build, man.
Yeah, oh man, he was...
That's why they can bench so much, because the bar really doesn't have to move that much.
Just lower it a little bit.
Big old keg. Yeah, you just drop it on the keg and fucking.
Well, some of the best lifters there were these jacked little Asian dudes, man. They were like, they looked like dwarfs from Game of Thrones or from Lord of the Rings. Wide as they were, and I'm talking.
Dan's.
No, smaller than Dan's. If they were,
really?
There's no way they were even 5 feet tall. Right?
Oh, wow.
And the bar, no bar travel. And I was, these guys are just like, smashed it, but it was really fun. One of our guys finished third in the super heavyweights. He's a big boy; he can lift quite a bit. And then our other two didn't place, but you know they did. Everyone broke PBRs, and it was a kind of a cool thing because
PBRs.
Did they also
cracked
drink?
A few personal? You cracked a few fucking PBRs,
sorry, PBs, a personal best,
and then cracked some PBRs to celebrate.
You created like your own word.
Yeah,
I like it. I wouldn't expect anything less, actually.
Personal best record.
Yeah, personal best record. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fine. What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
So it was fun to see. I've never been to a general powerlifting meet. If there's one in your area, if it's as crazy as it was, as this one was, I would say go watch just for a holy shit. Why is everyone going so crazy about lifting weights? Every single lift, everyone goes up there. The whole crowd's going fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Very it's 50 people
driven, buddy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You just want to go watch sweaty dudes wearing tight things on you.
Because I was in the back. I was in the back, you know, oiling up because I'm a
fluffing,
coach and stuff.
Yeah. Fluffing the other boys.
The chalk, the whole air in the back was just chalk. My throat was so dry from just people clapping chalk. Clapping chalk
LeBron
and
James.
Just dropping farts everywhere. But anyways, let's get to the task at hand.
I mean, protein farts are pretty essential for powerlifting, buddy. It's normal.
Yes.
Ripping farts and breaking hearts.
Yeah.
All right. So to end off Murder Month, the first annual Murder Month.
That's it, Dan. Murder. This is it, man.
Last one.
Dan, it's all good, Dan, buddy.
Not a big deal.
Fucking deep breath, brother. It's all good.
Right? You going to chime in a little bit on this one?
This one's got a little, it's got a little supernatural flair to it. It does.
All right, I guess not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, fun.
So the story begins with a girl named Lily Lindstrom, age 32. She's from Malmo, Sweden, which is a town in southern Sweden, which anywhere in Sweden is still more north than pretty much anywhere else in the world. It's crazy. People think... Like Canada claims like true north, strong and free. Most of the country lives at 50 degrees. Sweden's like fucking Arctic Circle, most of it, and Finland. Bananas. So I could see
some of the happiest places on earth, though.
Well, in this case, she wasn't happy with where she lived.
So fucked up.
So she decided to pick up and move, start over, as you will. She divorced her husband. And they moved to the big city of Stockholm, where she started working as a prostitute.
Yeah.
Sex worker. World's oldest trade, right?
Old trade. That and a carpenter, pretty much, right? That and a builder.
Yeah.
World's oldest trade. Nothing wrong with that.
Jesus had to choose between two professions.
Yeah.
You had to start somewhere.
Sex worker.
And Jesus maybe was banging both. Hookers, so what's...
Hookers. Sex workers.
Sex workers, sorry.
Sex workers.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, you know?
No, not at all.
What does the Bible say?
If you... what does the Bible say? I don't think the Bible says hookers. But anyways.
Thou shalt not proselytize. I don't know.
So she found a home in Stockholm with a friend named, is it Mimi?
Mimi.
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 Mimi, because the N's in Swedish are not N's.
So I think it's probably pretty important to point out too, right? Like this is the 30s, right? Like I think it's 1931 when this takes place. And this is like right around the collapse of Wall Street and the Great Depression, right? So
times are tough.
Unemployment is fucking rampant.
Dirty 30s.
Everybody's struggling to make ends meet. And she's a like newly divorcee, right? So, I mean, not a lot of options for her, I'd imagine, for work. So, you know, and she chose to, this is the profession, she chose sex work. Hey, listen, and she...
And listen, we take any more hits on Patreon or the Dow Jones takes another drop, we're in the same boat, three of us. So.
Yeah, like, okay. If you're into calamaris, fucking hit us up. Yeah. I mean...
So the town, the section of the town or the region, I guess you call it, was called Atlas.
AKA the fucking ghetto.
Right.
Like this place was pretty much the hood. It was super known for being like a seedy area. You know,
it was Rutland of Kelowna.
Yeah.
Hey,
Atlas of Stockholm.
A lot of good people.
Well, isn't it like, because, and I might be wrong, but from some of the stuff I was looking at is like the government will like subsidize these like huge areas of housing for people. So it's like, and then you get like,
it's like the projects. Know, people that,
yeah, projects together.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah.
Projects,
yeah. Yeah. And then you just get a...
You get low-income people who are struggling. Everyone congregates in these areas.
You heard it from Zell. Don't have money, you're a fucking loser.
I didn't say that.
I was reading between the lines. I heard it. That's what I heard here. Shit.
This guy's just swinging for the fences here, trying to knock us all down.
Apparently.
I didn't say it.
I didn't say it either. Dan? Was that? I think it was Dan.
But here's the thing, though. Like, what you know, so it's tough times. Lily chose profession.
Yeah.
She didn't have a lot of options, but she actually thrived somewhat in this profession, right? Like, it was actually a good gig for her so much that she was able to, like, she was one of the only people. Hey, business be good, man.
Yeah.
She's 32. She's in the prime of her life.
Yeah.
She's using what she has.
1931. Yeah, she's got a telephone. How many people in the 30s had telephones?
Not a ton.
She's single white woman with a telephone. It's impressive. All right. Yeah. Not only that, she's got a radio. Right. So she's doing well for herself. Oh, wow. She's thriving. She's actually doing better than she was when she was in a relationship. So I'm just want to say, you know.
Yeah, she was doing that gluck.
This is how we got her groove back.
Yeah. If you're in a struggling relationship, divorce, become a prostitute.
Sex work. Well, how many people are getting divorces going to OnlyFans? Let's not that different.
I would say that much.
Well, I'm gonna say that you would have way more people back then, like doing OnlyFans, similar to what you have now.
If it was an option,
yeah,
because of the Great Depression, you mean?
If I had the option, I would do it.
You have the option. No one's gonna pay you though.
Back in the 30s, the version of OnlyFans is like they're just standing on the street corner with like etches of their ass being like, hey, check it out, subscribe. Yeah. Fucking picture.
One nickel. Give me a nickel to my asshole.
Yeah.
Anyways,
nickel for b-hole, you got to be at least fucking 10 cents.
Bro. A nickel in 1930, what's that worth? That's like fucking $100 probably.
This is a dirty 30s.
Yeah.
That's anything great. Goes at this point.
That's why they called it the dirty 30s.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But do you know, I heard a stat, it's like whatever, it's like 80% of like U.S. currency has trace amounts of b-hole on it, or I think that's the stat.
Yeah, I guarantee
fecal matter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
People are fucking gross.
Fat or cocaine, I can't remember, but.
You know how many videos I've seen of people that get caught on camera scratching their butt and sniffing it?
Why?
Why do people do that? But they do it. Why? And then they touch the coin. They put the coin in the fucking machine. You get the change. It's never
ending. Nothing worse than giving yourself the stink finger. Like you can't, it takes so long to wash that thing off too. Like you're fucked. Yeah. Like it's horrible. Why would you do that?
People do it. They get caught on fucking, people got smart videos of these guys fucking everywhere, scratching their own butt and sniffing it.
Under the pants?
And selling it at OnlyFans.
Probably bottling it up and selling it.
Ooh. Yeah, you want... I'll sell some stinky fingers.
Fart in a bag from Braden. $25. Anyway, so when Lily became a sex worker...
Anyways,
back to the story.
Yeah.
She became a sex worker, but she did it in a way which she ran the business. She didn't have what you would call like a pimp, someone who would take like a cut of the money and set her up with guys. She was doing all the work herself. She had clients. She had a phone. So she was,
she was an entrepreneur. The fact that she had a phone, that's one of the reasons like where the word call girl comes from, because these were a different type of sex worker that actually like worked from home, didn't have to wander the streets. And you'd think something that's taken place within what the last, what we want to say 10, 15 years, before this, like, it's not the safest fucking job in the world. Sex workers have always been easy victims, unfortunately, for serial killers and stuff like that. And like, especially with this close proximity to Jack the Ripper, I'm staying inside. I'm getting a phone.
Yeah.
You protect yourself if you can.
Right. So it's like, at least she's doing it. She's doing it in a smart way.
The safest way she could do it.
Yeah.
And she's making more money because no one's getting a cut off her hard work.
Good for her.
So when she would get clients, she would bring them back usually to her place, a small apartment where she, I guess it's like a, it seems like a fourplex or an eightplex, some type of house with multiple apartments. And her friend Mimi was actually in the same house, but not in a different apartment. And then one day she brought someone home. She seen Mimi, and Mimi was the last person that seen Lily alive. Bomb, 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 murder month. Case closed. Dead. She's dead.
That's it.
Dead.
That's it.
But April 30th, 1932, the whole country was celebrating something called Walpurgis Night.
Yeah, Walpurgis Night.
Okay, listen. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is an annual holiday celebrated in Germany, Sweden, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, and Czechoslovakia, honoring Saint Walpurga. The saint was always said to protect people against pest, rabies, whooping cough, and witchcraft.
Murderers.
She's done a shit job at most of those things.
Well, because he didn't worship Walpurgis enough. He didn't give your fucking nickels and beehole pictures to Walpurgis. But in later times, the festival's focus moved towards a celebration of light, ushering in spring, celebrating the end of Sweden's unforgiving winter.
There it is.
Sounds like a great fucking... Walpurgis sounds like a great fucking time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was fucking Googling it because I had no idea what it was. There's also... Do you guys know who Faust is?
Faust?
Faust.
No.
Faust.
Sounds German.
Very German. He's kind of like a... He's a protagonist of like a German legend. And it's kind of tough to say because some of it I think is loosely based on a guy named Johann George Faust, but it's sensationalized. Like it's, I don't know, like Walter Mitty or whatever the fuck that thing was. So, you know, it's like a sensationalized story of this writer who wanted to kill himself, failed at killing himself, and then ended up selling his soul to the devil for these powers and everything like that. But anyways, in one of the Faustian stories, they described...
Like that.
Yeah, that's the saying, I think. If not, I just pulled out a mass. I hope it sounds good.
It works good.
In the stories, they described Walpurgis as a dark celebration in the devil's honor held on Brocken Summit in Harz Mountains of central Germany. Hmm. So, I mean, one hand, we got this fun, joyous event. And the other hand, we're fucking celebrating Saint, baby. Let's smoke some crack and worship Satan, right? We don't know what these guys are doing.
What most kind of crack?
Aren't most holidays derived off some fucking pagan holiday of some kind? Or is that just Christian holidays, I guess?
Probably.
So as we were saying, the girls are planning to go out to this Walpurgis party. So they're planning, just, you know, planning what to wear. What are you wearing? You don't want to wear the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you want to look good, but you don't want to look the same. You're both trying to get clients, I would imagine, at this night.
And it's Walpurgis, so you don't want to...
You know, it's a holiday, so it's just like Uber on a holiday. You get a fucking... It's a multiplier. So your regular rate times 2.5. It's a pretty good night. But just before they ran, they head out, her phone rang and an unknown male was looking for a prostitute.
Ooh. I found Mimi's actual, like Mimi. So the phone call comes in and Mimi, she noticed that fucking Lily was kind of like, well, that's kind of weird, right? So she leaned a little bit closer to the phone so she could hear the conversation. And yeah. Mimi gets interviewed and this is the transcription of what she heard. Or transcription? No, transcript.
Transcription? Yeah,
Or transcription. Yeah, yeah, those words work?
Either way you said it, I understood it.
Does it sound good?
It clicked in my mind.
Okay. So right away, Mimi noticed that Lily was confused because she's like, I don't know how you got my phone number, because she doesn't give out her phone number, right? Only people that have it are like good clients
that she's met before.
Yeah. She's met and vetted in like friends and family members. So,
different other reasons.
Come on. What are you talking about?
I was like, holy shit.
Hey, boys, a nickel's a nickel.
Times are tough.
Friends, you get the friends and family discount.
So right away, she heard Lily say, but I don't know you. So, you know, a little bit weird right off the bat.
Mimi would have found it weird that she said she didn't know this person.
Yeah, so she said that right away. So she leans in and Lily said, yes, it is. Are you home for a visit? Lily laughed. Of course I am, as you can hear. Are you able to see me if I come home in a while? The man asked. Lily said, are you far away? He said, no, I'm really close. I'll be right over.
Oh, shit. Mm. So he...
Interesting.
So she doesn't know who this person is. She doesn't know him. But he's got her personal phone number.
Somehow he got her phone number. I mean, was there the Yellow Pages back then?
It was that peg. Right? They just stuck it in the fucking hole, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you had to... Yeah, you talked to the...
Operator?
Yeah, talked to the switchboard operator. They had to patch you into someone else.
Prostitute, please.
I mean, sex worker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
So she found it weird that Lily didn't know this gentleman. This gentleman seemed to be around the corner.
And she got a weird... Like, Lily was feeling kind of awkward about it too, right? And that's kind of what prompted her to like, I kind of want to hear what's going on here, right? Because these girls have to look out for each other too, right? Like you said, they don't have
protection from the pimp.
Yeah.
Right? They ain't got no fucking gator. Yeah. Gator don't take no shit.
So the stranger who called said he's just around the corner and he immediately headed over. This guy meant business. He knew her. He knew who she was.
He knew where to go without getting the address. So like he's got the nickels, informed.
He's ready to go.
And then, so obviously Mimi left the apartment. So as we said, she's the last person to see Lily alive. And he seemed like a gentleman at the end. That's why Lily let him come over. She agreed. He seems normal, like a normal clientele for her.
Hey, well, like well spoken. Said, a nickel's a nickel.
Yeah, well, and he's well spoken and stuff like that. Like it didn't.
And she was sound feeling generous. It's fucking Walpurgis, man.
Yeah. Gotta get that fucking Walpurgis purge on, baby.
So pretty much not long after the client got to Lily's house, she came down to Mimi's apartment looking for condoms. And she seemed happy and cheerful, like no indication anything was wrong.
How old are condoms? I was so surprised when I heard that.
I think latex condoms are very old.
Well, that's what I thought. I knew they had like sheepskin weird and like you fucking, I don't know, you put your dick in a hollowed out version of like some other animal's dick.
Fucking condoms are old, buddy. They'd be using fig leaves back then.
They had sheepskin and stuff, like weird stuff.
Well, let's just pull up the history of condoms really quick.
Let's get into it, boys.
Let's get into the history of condoms. That's fucking way too long. Antiquity out to the Middle Ages. It goes back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah,
well, I guarantee they had steel. Some steel or some wooden one. He's like,
birth control started with amulets. If you wore this during amulet, I guess you're not supposed to be able to have a child.
Makes sense.
Turned out didn't work.
Didn't work. I fucking tried. I'm 0-2 here.
Yeah.
Fucking amulets.
Amulets don't work.
No.
The moon jams, they don't work.
I think the old wooden Trojan horse,
basically.
on a quick Google,
I don't like the feeling.
Condoms were invented in the 1600s, what we would think as condoms now, but it was derived from like animal product, intestine or the like. Ugh. And it was
so
because
fucking
of,
nasty.
Because it was because syphilis was running rampant through Europe at this time. So they've been around a long time. But latex, I think, whatever latex is pretty new, right? Latex,
I would imagine,
condoms.
I imagine, yeah, they're like, these are some weird.
Yeah, conspiracy, bring it up. Pull it up for us, bud.
Oh, you know what? It was 1839 that like vulcanized rubber was invented.
I think we lost Braden.
Just Googled it. Condoms were invented in 1920, latex condoms. So that's what she's going to grab.
Heads good stuff.
Latex?
Yeah, because rubber was in the 1800s and then latex in the 20s.
Oh, wow.
Before, but for hundreds of years before that, yeah, we're talking animal products.
Yeah, but it's like nothing's changed really since the 30s, like in condoms.
I'm sure condoms have gotten better and more reliable and probably thinner. There, I could imagine a fucking condom from 1920 being a tough sell.
Yeah. Well, we know they break, though.
They break. So she went down for condoms to Mimi's house first time, smiling, cheerful, just a regular day on the job, you would say. But not long after, she came down a second time, but she came down naked. But
well,
she's wearing it like a
naked-ish
like a trench coat with boots on.
An executive.
You could tell she dressed in a hurry, let's say that. She put on a couple quick things.
So this is, she's coming for, this is the second time she's come down?
Yeah, second time.
Okay.
But still smiling. Mimi didn't think much of it. Handed over the condoms.
Yeah, according to Mimi, Lily was like, yeah, one broke, can I get another one? I need another one real quick. Which is, to me, I'm like, you think you'd be like, I'm just saying, if you're a sex worker, I'm like, you think you'd be like, at the go ahead, you'd be like, can I get a couple? Just in case?
Back up.
For this exact reason.
I was reading too, I think this was a way of them being able to check in on each other too.
Oh, that makes
just
sense.
Just to make sure everything's going okay. Like, hey, don't worry. Like, we're good. Like,
yeah, give me another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so maybe it's one of those things where it's not even that she didn't even have any for herself. This was their kind of safe practice.
Yeah. Oh, that's smart. A little checkup.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like, yeah, maybe she had them in the office.
So they're just pimping each other.
Yeah.
Got each other's backs.
Because that's a good out. Because if you have someone there that's violent, then you're just like, yeah, I'll be right back. I got to run down and get another. And then you just don't come back.
Just squeeze your vagina really tight to break the condom. Is that how that works? No, I got to get a new one.
I guess, yeah.
Give them the old vice grips and fucking. Yeah. All right.
So they were supposed to go to this party we were talking about, right? So Mimi went around 9 to knock on the door.
Yeah, Walpurgis.
Oh, Walpurgis. You know,
yeah, Walpurgis.
One of the biggest events of the year. So she goes knock on Lily's door. She doesn't answer. She doesn't think much of it. I mean, she had a client. Maybe she forgot. She had better things to do. She would left without her. Went to the party. Probably had a great time.
Yeah. Any better time than Walpurgis?
Doesn't sound like it. Does not
I tell
sound
you,
like it.
It's been like, there's like on my bucket list of parties I've always wanted to go to. It's like full moon party.
Purgis, baby.
Walpurgis. Right?
Oktoberfest. Mardi Gras.
Walpurgis.
Walpurgis, right up there, Walpurgis. Top five, right? NYC, New Year's Eve, that rounds up my top five, but Walpurgis has always Walpurgis been firmly in times. Number four.
So the next morning, Mimi knocks on Lily's door again, gets no response. At the same time, doesn't think much of it again, like, oh, maybe she's out or whatever. It wasn't until... At this time, that was May 1st, she knocks on the door in the morning. May 4th comes around. She finally decides to contact the police. She's like, this is not right. This has been multiple days, no contact with her friend. Calls the police. They're on scene right away. when they opened the door to Lily's apartment, they found the body. No signs of life. A perfectly clean, tidy crime scene. Except a few small details. So police, I'd imagine if you're a cop, you go in there, you see a dead body, a perfectly clean scene, you know you're dealing with a tough
suicide.
Case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Write it up. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's pretty bizarre to, especially I'd imagine for them to walk in, you have this perfectly tidy. And like when they say clean, they mean like meticulously cleaned as well. Like her clothes folded sitting next to the bed beside her. Okay. You have this deceased woman who will get into, you know, the cause of death soon, but you have no real signs of struggle. You have no forced entry. You don't have really any other like blood or anything like this on scene other than, you know, her wound, which is quite bizarre, especially when we get into what her wound was.
Well, and again, like, you know, like we kind of mentioned, the apartment was, it looked like it had been cleaned. Or like, was it this tidy always? Because it looks pristine to be housing a dead woman.
Right? And she also had like pillows piled on her body. And then after looking at the body, authorities probably say she died on the Walpurgis night or that the morning after. She's been dead days now. Whatever happened,
boys.
Fucking Walpurgis
gets to you sometimes, man.
Yeah.
So the only clue that was found in the room. So as we say, perfect. It's spotless. It's like a professional cleaning clue. Cleaning crew came in there, wiped it clean, but left a bloody towel and a soup ladle.
And
that's all that was left.
The bloody towel from some, I mean, there's conflicting reports of what the state of this bloody towel. Cause I think when you or me or any, you know, normal person thinks of a murder scene, you think of a bloody towel, like, okay, there's a murder. This is a lot of blood. But it truly looked as if someone had maybe a bloody hand and were to have like just wiped the face.
Yeah, it looked like there was like streaks from wiping the face is what I read too.
Like imagine you eat a big old saucy plate of ribs, right? You're all sauced up and you just got to clean that, right? Quick That's wipe, what it looked like.
Discard.
Yeah, it wasn't like someone's cleaning blood off the floor, blood off the bed, I mean, blood off the body. It looked like you were just cleaning up. There wasn't a lot of blood on it.
It's bizarre that there would just be like the thing before me. What the fuck? Like, you're not killing anybody with a soup ladle. Why the fuck's your soup ladle?
Not a murder weapon.
Yeah.
No. So, like, what did the coroner report?
So the coroner reported that Lily must have had sex just before her death because a condom was found in her anus.
In her anus, yeah.
Her anus.
Oh, the old rubber tail.
Yeah.
And saliva found on her neck, most likely the rapists, the murderer.
And to mention, like you say, the saliva, apparently there was like fucking copious amounts of saliva.
Like drool.
Like a bizarre, like a dog. Yeah. Like
a salivating dog waiting for dinner.
Yeah. Like weird, weird, weird.
Well, even weirder when you think of like how clean the rest of the scene was, right? And so obviously when you're looking in this apartment, like, you know, with this kind of murder, like, had to be a bloody mess, right?
Well, we haven't even talked about how she was murdered.
So, yeah, the coroner deduces that she was probably killed with multiple blows to the head, probably during intercourse. So, hit in the head with like a blunt object several times. But she was found on her back.
So, she was probably killed by surprise from behind.
Like. Yeah, that's what they're saying, probably during the act. Clubbed with a blunt weapon.
I don't want to, like, I'm not proud of this, but I've seen it speculated a lot. And like, I'm trying to be disrespectful.
Donkey punch? Nope, but
a lot of people mentioned donkey punch.
Yeah, I saw that too. Like,
that is horrifying. And I just didn't want to say
there's a whole movie about that. But it's worse than that because, you know, this is like her skull was caved in.
Her skull was completely caved in. And you know what the crazy, okay, so we got this weirdly tidy room, right?
Dan.
It's okay.
Dan.
Sorry, buddy. Like, listen. I'm sorry. All right. We're
good?
We're trying to be respectful and we're trying to do justice to the case.
That was my bad. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought up Donkey Punch.
Did Donkey Punch too much?
It's Donkey Punch too much.
All right.
All right. Oh, hey. No need to yell, buddy. It's all good.
You liked Donkey Punch, didn't you?
He liked it.
So that's not even the weirdest part about this. Right? Like, we're about to get to the weirdest fucking... Like, this is the most bizarre fact of this fucking case.
It actually doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
There was blood found on this said ladle. So, almost like...
Well, that's not the weird part.
That's not the weird part.
That's not the weird part.
The fact that... Okay, so there was blood found on this ladle. But that was it. Lily had completely exsanguinated. There was zero... She had no blood left in
her
body.
Blood was gone.
There was some blood residue underneath her, but not enough for...
Not to make up
someone
for
to have no blood.
Bludgeoned her. She was bludgeoned to death.
Yeah, there was no blood splatter.
In a head trauma like that, like you have a lot of blood in your head, so you would... There should be a huge pool around her, no?
Okay, so like your head, like we've all done it, right? Like we have no vasospasm mechanism in our scalp,
head. What does that mean?
So when you get a wound, when you get a cut, there's like on your arms, anywhere in your periphery, anything like that, you have a vasospasm mechanism where the skin and the musculature wants to close to help clot, like stop and clot the bleed. You don't have that in your head. So that's why when you have these little tiny fucking nicks on your head, they bleed for
bleed
hours.
And bleed, like a little eyebrow cut when you get punched or something.
A lot of elderly people, when they fall and they hit their head, they can bleed out because if they can't get up and stop the bleed, and it could be this, like it could be a tiny wound, right? And so the fact that she's been bludgeoned.
Well, and you got to think this swinging motion that like as you would be hitting, you would be getting blood on whatever
splatter.
Object you hit. Yeah, and you would be spraying it up and down and the impact as the wound you were hitting, like her head, her skull was caved in.
I mean, I'm gonna assume their capabilities of like looking for blood splatter and stuff like that was probably pretty limited.
Yeah, they didn't.
Other than it being
CSI.
Obvious,
but I mean, that's what I mean. It should be obvious. In at least some of it should be obvious in that type of injury. You would think.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they didn't have black lights to like this has been cleaned.
So why is there blood on a soup ladle?
It was deduced that perhaps. It was dipped and perhaps was sipped from said ladle, like a taster.
Well, and some of the reports were that this ladle sitting wherever it was found had to make that deduction because it wasn't just like stained with blood, but that was like the most blood pooling they found was in this ladle sitting in the ladle.
It's not from a splatter. It had to have been put in there. Someone had to dip it.
And then based on the, you know, where it had dried and stuff, they had been like, it kind of looks like someone maybe was drinking from it. Right?
Oh. That's fucking creepy. It's fucking like super bizarre to me though, because the fact like the killer went out of his way to leave so like, I think one of the most important things is this is the 30s. All right. Like fucking Horatio and all the other fucking CSI guys don't exist. Right. Yeah. They're not calling in the big dogs. They don't have special equipment. They have no idea what DNA evidence is. I don't even think they know what DNA is at this point in time. Right.
If they do, it'd be just a theory and not any type of no research.
Like, in today's world, you've got semen. Right? You've got saliva, you've got a fucking, you're like bingo bango.
Well, they had
bongo.
Semen back then too.
There's no like well, you know, DNA database.
Yeah, obviously. We would need condoms if that were the case. But it's just bizarre to me that the killer obviously went out of his way to leave behind so few clues, right? And it like reminds me of like there was an old fucking Sherlock story that I used to love. And like I remember the bad guy, like when he was deducing, when the game was afoot, like Sherlock said, he's like, the lack of evidence in itself is evidence.
Mm. Well, and...
Right? Like
They did have no CSI back then. You're 100% correct. But they did have the ability to pull fingerprints and like fingerprinting. It basically, they didn't have computer analysis, but like they could do fingerprint matching by, you know, overlays and stuff like that. And there was no fucking fingerprints found at the scene.
Well, I read there actually was.
I heard there was a ton. There was so many that they couldn't.
Yeah. So I heard.
Differentiate.
I heard they pulled so many. They pulled a lot of fingerprints, but because she had so many clients, they actually interviewed a bunch of her clients, and nothing came out of it. But one thing I want to touch on, come back to that bloody rag. It was also mentioned that perhaps it looked like someone wiped a bloody mouth.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
And that's how that's weird, right?
Yeah.
So. Is that just a soup ladle? Is that just sipping from a soup ladle? Or
from the wound?
Would it be perhaps from a bite?
I mean, there was no puncture wounds from like teeth.
You don't need puncture wounds because the head and blood is already available.
Because
where did the blood go if it's not on the floor? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean...
Now,
here's the thing too, is like, I thought about that. Cause like if you drank a full human's worth of blood, you'd fucking go into liver failure.
That's
like you
incorrect. 100% all the way. That's not true.
It's possible,
but that's in one sitting.
If you have no blood in your body already and you're trying to replenish, you need a full human's worth of blood. Wait, like,
do you think this guy took
to go?
Do you think this guy took to go containers or?
Well, that's
or he's so
that well that's that came across as well because if it didn't, if it's all pooling on the ground, he must have had a way to stop it from spreading while she's bleeding, right? So
how though?
I don't know.
But the bleeding would be so because so I like one of the things I immediately thought about was based on the what they look at is the obvious cause of death is the blunt force trauma. I instantly go like, well, I don't think that can be the case with the lack of blood. Like you, to be able to exsanguinate.
Think it's postmortem?
Do you think that's what I was kind of thinking? Oh, I was thinking that she would have to have been drained of blood, and then once the blood was drained, then she
that
was.
Didn't even occur to me.
Then she was clubbed, bunk, bunk, right? And I, to be honest, part of me thought that maybe the condom was the sex was performed postmortem too. That's kind of what I thought. Right, because I'm like everything else.
Donkey punch. That's awful.
Well, how else do you account for her having no blood and no blood? You would have to be able to control the blood going to somewhere into a receptacle, into a bin, into this creature, whatever the fuck did it. You know, whatever theory you're going to go with, you would have to be able to drain that first. Because if you club. Then it's an uncontrolled bleed, right? You're bleeding profusely all over. It'd be on the bed would be soaking it up. It'd be on the floor, there'd be splatter, and there's none. There's like you would think if there was a clubbing motion, they'd be like, well, there's some blood splatter on the roof. There's none. There's no blood splatter at all, right?
Well, that's weird because the coroner did say that he said that killed during the act, but he does not say.
I don't know if. Yeah.
That was a summary that you read. It's like he must have been probable cause was killed during the act. But it doesn't explain where's the splatter, where's the forensics.
I'm going to say I'll go ahead on the edge like I'm smarter than a 1930s doctor.
He's a fucking barber.
He's a barber. Yeah,
he's a barber. Anything. Like he's fucking a vet. He's a
Whoever can use the scalpel is the doctor back then.
So like remember how we mentioned on the fact that like this is the 30s. Great Depression. Everybody's pretty hard off. Nobody's doing well. Well, other than Lily, she was kind of thriving a little bit. This murderer or cryptid or whatever the hell that ended up killing her wasn't overly opportunistic other than just murdering because like Lily's place, she had a phone. She had a brand new radio. She had 22 kroner inside her purse and she had over 1,000 hidden supposedly in her drawers.
So whoever killed her,
that was left.
Whoever killed her was just after blood.
Just after the blood. After the killing, the blood, and the sex, apparently. Because they didn't rob her. All of her stuff was left intact. The house was left immaculate.
I would have loved to know her blood type. Because I really wanted to get in. I was like, does Lily got some Rh negative going on here?
What's her blood type, Zell? What was it?
You can't catch me like that.
What was it? No, it's all good, man. Statute of limitations is way past. I think you're okay.
After 50 years or what?
Yeah.
Anyways, Just before we get to the journalists who get a hold of the story, because obviously we're talking about a loss of blood here. So we're obviously talking about a vampire. But just before obviously. We get to that, we got to take a short break, grab a beer. We're going to be right back.
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace!
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious!
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
We're back. So we got to go with, obviously when this story breaks, the press gets a hold of it.
And yeah, the wildfire.
The few details that do emerge, like the lack of blood, the crime scene, vampire. It's called the Atlas Vampire in the headlines pretty quick.
Well, yes, like how soon before this did like the film Dracula come out?
Not, I don't think long before, like OG Dracula, no. Right? Like 1920 Dracula?
Bram Stoker?
No, I think it's, I'm pretty Stoker? Sure it's like the Bram 30s. Stoker. Pretty sure it's the 30s, but.
Oh, sorry, yeah, 30s, but it's. No, I don't think Bram Stoker's was the first Dracula. I think there's Dracula's before that.
No, it was like an Italian one. It was like
Bela Lugosi.
Yes, that's it.
Came out just the year prior. So, I mean,
right?
Actually movies are pretty new, right? Fairly new invention at this point.
Yeah the movies sucked back then. It's not.
Yeah, because they had to like play the sound while you had some guy on a piano while you're watching your fucking shitty black and white movie.
Well, what was the? I gotta find it. Really, the first talkie movie. So, like, there was the first movies were just movies, no sound. They had to score music. So, the first talking movie was in 27 with the one mic, mono mic, terrible quality. So,
realized the word movie sounds so stupid now, like, because it's motion picture. But they like people are like dumb people are like it's a movie because they're moving.
Get it right, Kev.
They called them movies. Yeah, they called them movies, and then they called them talkies for a bit.
Talkies, yeah.
When they started talking.
Going to see the talkies?
So, yeah.
So you had
Dracula's, not just a year before. So
a year before. And then you also have, you got fucking Peter Curtin, right? Who is the fucking demon of Dusseldorf, also known as the fucking vampire Dusseldorf. He killed 9 people, right? Bludgeoned them with hammers, drank their blood. Psychiatrist said he suffered from the so-called clinical vampirism or Renfield syndrome.
That's where you think you are a vampire and you drink blood, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's actually the clinical definition of it, Braden.
Yeah, is it?
Ooh, wow. Who needs Dan when you can just bust these out of your brain? Yeah,
no problem.
Sorry. That's what you got under that big ass too.
Sorry, Dan.
These brains.
Yeah. Sorry, Dan.
Hold on. Before you get into this, I gotta tell you this. So apparently, shortly before this this demon of Dusseldorf head was placed on the guillotine, he turned to the psychiatrist and asked this question. He said, "Tell me, after my head is chopped off, will I still be able to hear, at least for a moment, the sound of my own blood gushing from the stump of my neck? That would be the pleasure to end all pleasures."
This guy's fucking nuts.
Right? But so they openly called this guy the vampire. And this, he was going on his fucking massacre I'm pretty sure it was 1931. He was executed prior to this, but who's to say, well, you know, you can't kill vampires. Yeah. You cut his head off. You didn't put a stake through his heart.
Head tree, bro.
Yeah.
When it's like, you're not that far off of, you're what, 40 years out of Jack the Ripper?
Is it 40? I thought it was less than that.
Jack the Ripper was end of the 18s.
Oh, yeah, 1890s maybe. I was wrong earlier. I thought.
Right.
Still relatively new. 1888 to 1891 were the murders.
Right? So
he could potentially still be alive.
Like, right? Yeah. This could be one of those things where, like, this is a... Because we don't know who Jack the Ripper was. So if he was a young man when he started those killings, right?
If he was like 20
Listen, hey, hold on. Do we want to know? Because I'm sure we can call conspiracy. He'll tell us.
He's got the hard line
evidence. End of that fucking,
Jack the Ripper.
Who's on the other end of that fucking cue card, bud?
Yeah, he's...
Let the world know.
Yeah, he's got a huge conspiracy board up in his house. This is what consumes him. That's why he's never on the show. Yeah. He's just
Pepe
so
Silva
focused
did it.
On...
He's
just so focused on kid. On
he's getting
Jack
to the bottom
Ripper.
Of it. Of everything.
Yeah.
He solved the Zodiac ciphers and now he's working his way back. But speaking of Zodiac, I mean... This isn't that far off of Zodiac. Like if you're going, hey, it's 40. It's not. This is not.
No, you're right. Well, are we talking Zodiac or Jack the Ripper here?
So it's 40 years after Jack the Ripper, right? So we're saying like this could potentially be an aged Jack the Ripper. But I'm also saying this could
potentially.
Or an
elderly Zodiac?
Or a young Zodiac. A
really young Zodiac.
Really young Zodiac, right? Because the Zodiac killings are 30 years after this.
Yeah, so he'd be, well, yeah, I guess. You'd only
right?
Be
so like this could be potentially like, and I only bring this up is because like the thing that this has in common, it is a real middle placement between the two. And obviously.
Well, no, he'd have to be old because this was 30 years before it. So
no,
he would be old.
Yeah, so Jack
if he
the
was,
Ripper,
did this in 1930.
Yeah, so he would have been old when then he did the killings in the 60s.
Zodiac though.
Yes. So the Zodiac killer killed in 1960s.
Yeah. So he'd been young when he did.
He would have been young
if he did the Atlas Vampire murder.
Yeah. If he did the Atlas Vampire, he would have been young as fuck.
Yeah. Young
so he would have been old ass Zodiac.
Old ass Zodiac. Right.
But if you look,
he could have been 50. He could have been 20 during the Atlas murder, and it could have been 50.
And then been 50 because you look at some of those artist depictions. Like he doesn't look like in the picture. I'm like he looks older. Right, I wouldn't say. So the only reason I bring that, the only reason I bring that into play is because it has that similarity of that. Like, there seems to be a surgical knowledge. Like, that's the only way. How else are you draining someone's blood like that?
Let's stick on Jack the Ripper then, because I think Zodiac's fucking ridiculous.
I don't think it's that ridiculous.
Why? There's no notes. There's no fucking, like, nothing in this is Zodiac at all whatsoever.
I would say
the Zodiac got the taste of blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm very quickly
so,
on this.
So if, hey, listen, this is Zodiac's first killing. Tastes a little blood. Hey, no, it's not for me. I'm not going to drink anybody else's blood.
Yeah, he's like, ugh.
He didn't like
it. I
didn't do that. But like the Zodiac killings, they weren't all the same. The thing that tied them together was the notes, right? But maybe
they were very similar.
In the sense that they were like put on display, there was like a surgical preciseness to the killing.
The Zodiac?
Yes. Other than the one where he was in the leather. Yeah, the Black Dahlia.
My brain is going to fucking explode right now. Why are you
right?
Keep
wasn't,
talking?
Wasn't she the one cut in half?
Yeah, but Zodiac didn't kill Black Dahlia. Why are you bringing Black Dahlia into this?
I thought she... What isn't is he one of the
happening?
Subjects?
What?
It wasn't he... Didn't he kill
Buddy,
the Black Dahlia?
Listen, pal, you're drunk on fucking murder month. You got to slow down.
Not too many. Hold on. Sorry, boys.
Yeah.
No, wait. I want to pull this back down. I'm going to say, I'm looking
pull
at
pull this back down to reality.
Listen, it's 19. The Boston Strangler was born in 1931. So this is a 1 year old Boston Strangler. Getting
the baby strangler.
Baby strangler. Blood drinker vampire.
But the fact
go back
that
to Jack the Ripper, though. I don't think that's crazy. It's in Europe as well.
Yeah, it's in Europe. So, like, he, right, was going after ladies of the night. There's too much murder, man.
Too much murder.
Hey, listen, no, the fact that you're like, okay, so this is his clientele, even though he usually pulled them off the street, like opportunistic, easy.
But it's a new age, man. It's a new world.
But here's the other thing. When you say surgical precision, you would absolutely have to have some type of knowledge of anatomy to be able to fucking completely exsanguinate somebody like that. For sure. I don't think that's crazy.
Now, the other thing is...
I agree.
One thing from the autopsy...
Zodiac like, and fucking Black Dog, that's fucked. I don't know what you're talking about there. But all right.
I can loop it in.
All right.
I think as a first killing, he had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. The issue with the like exsanguination is I'm like, how? Because like the autopsy doesn't show anything. But maybe it's one of those things where they weren't looking for like an IV mark because they're like her head squished in.
Right? I mean, so it was easy to like... You would imagine you'd need... Well, but no, because like once they realized she was exsanguinated, they're like, how? Why? So they definitely went did a thorough look, right?
Yeah.
And here's another question though. Like I wonder, maybe she was like bled out for a couple of days. Like slowly.
Well, yeah, because it was almost... They're saying that it was the night of...
Walpurgis.
Walpurgis, which would have been 4 days before the actual body was found.
Yeah.
Next pod trip is for Walpurgis, boys. Yeah. Well, it's got to be.
What about this? What about... I just had a quick idea. So Brayden was saying maybe killed first and then bled out or whatever, and then bludgeoned. What about if you're trying to... get away from the forensics, like the blood splatter and stuff. A bag first.
I thought that too.
A bag around the head, a thick, heavy garbage bag of some kind, and then bludgeoned.
But it would get all over her face. I thought about that too, but the blood would get all over her face. You'd have to wipe her down.
Maybe, but well, the blood, I'm sure there was still blood in her hair, right? There must have been.
Not a lot though.
Because if she was bludgeoned.
Yeah, like have you seen the picture?
I have not seen the picture. I don't want anyone to see it. Tell me if there's blood in there. Is there blood in there?
It's hard to say. Black and white.
I'm just saying there was a stuff. I'm trying to come up with how.
What did they call pictures back there? Lookies?
Yeah. Take out these lookies.
Photography. What they called them.
And I mean, it's trigger warning.
You're not triggered by now. It's too late.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, it's with murder month. Maybe it was just like this John was into some rougher stuff, right? And so that was, you know, that's the maybe with the bag. But then I'm like, a bag seems like a fucking hard thing to carry out a human amount of blood in for 1930. Like what kind of fucking bags they got back then? Like I'm telling you right now, if I grabbed one of these Glad bags I had and I put a tiny amount of water in it, it'd leak like, terrible. Right.
Well, so it's like, I mean, how much blood's in the human body? Not 5 liters or something, 5 or 6 liters.
8 liters.
Let's take a guess. I'm going to say it's 5 liters.
Yeah. But you're not putting that in a burlap sack.
I'm just saying it's, I'm not sure.
It's 1930. Like, I don't know what kind of bags, what was their bag technology like in
1.5 gallons.
So a gallon is about 4 liters.
4 liters? That's not a lot. It's not a lot.
Also depends on your body size, right?
Yeah.
Like 5.6, that's 5.67 liters. So
okay.
If she's a female, 32, she's probably maybe a little less blood, maybe about 5 liters, I'm going to say. So that's a jug of milk, really. Not much more than a jug of milk.
So you don't have a lot of blood in us, eh?
Not if you put it in a container. When it hits the floor and leaks everywhere, it looks like a lot. Yeah, it
looks like a lot. I have a hard time with the catching the...
I couldn't...
It's a hard one. It's a hard one to come up with because it doesn't make sense.
It's bizarre,
right? And then
we do have some suspects though.
Who would be some suspects?
So, a waitress at the Cafe Norma, located on the ground floor of their apartment block at 11 Sanka Eriksplan. I don't know if
that's close enough.
Butchered that. Said that a man came into the restaurant at 9 p.m. on Walpurgis night. He had ordered two steak dinners. She remembered this because she recognized the porcelain container he brought. It was the same one that Lily always used.
Porcelain container.
Here's the one thing for me.
So wait, say that again. He had a porcelain container?
Yeah, he had a porcelain container, and it was the same one that Lily always used.
So like, what the fuck's a
porcelain container? Yeah,
that's a great question. I thought, here's the thing. So this is where my brain went. Okay.
He brought this
porcelain container because he ordered two steak dinners. To me, this was a gentleman that assumed that he was going to be spending a little bit more money that evening, but didn't end up spending some money. So he used that money to buy himself two steak dinners.
But bring one home with him in a porcelain container. At 9 p.m. though? Is that what he's...
Yeah.
Oh, the porcelain container. It's like a takeaway.
For the food. Exactly.
Oh,
so
okay. I'm so stupid.
He kills this chick. And then he's like, well, fucking takes the container. It's got the thirst for blood. So he goes and gets a couple rare steaks. He used that extra money that he was going to pay her. But instead, things got crazy. He killed her.
Buys
blood,
a second steak.
And bought himself an extra steak. This is the fucking Great Depression. Buddy's buying two steaks.
Well, so...
Come on.
So the timeline, though, because she gets the knock on her door around 9 p.m. No?
What?
So me... Oh, okay. Well, this would work then because Mimi went to knock on Lily's door to leave Walpurgis at 9 p.m.
Walpurgis.
So she went to knock on her door around 9 p.m. And you're saying this, the girl at the cafe got this guy with two steak dinners after. So it would have been right around the same time.
So she was potentially...
She could be dead right now.
Dead there. And he's sitting there eating.
He's having a celebratory steak and taking one home with him.
Yeah.
But that guy was never identified or found because... He was never investigated.
No,
he was just a random guy.
Well, that's not it, boys.
There's more. Murder month.
A local newspaper reported on a mysterious burglary.
A mysterious burglary,
which occurred early in the morning after the murder in the apartment next door to Lily's. At 5 a.m., a woman who lived alone heard movement in her room. She saw a young man leaning over her desk and fiddling with a lock of a storage closet. The woman was startled. She jumped up and screamed. The burglar grabbed her and tried to muffle her screams by placing his hand over her mouth. The woman managed to tear herself loose and ran down the stairs. She then opened the window and called out for help. A patrolling police officer heard her cries for help and ran to her. By the time they made their way back to the apartment, the thief was nowhere to be found.
This was on what night? The night after?
This was the night that it happened. This was Walpurgis, baby.
Walpurgis. Yeah.
Walpurgis.
It's crazy, man. You don't go out at night during Walpurgis.
No, man. It's like Walpurgis.
Yeah.
It's the purge, baby. You got to be careful.
Weird.
It is interesting, though, because it does seem like this guy was possibly trying to rob her. Because he was going through her stuff. He didn't go after her right away.
Mm.
Well, the fact that it happened the same night?
Yeah, but...
Go ahead, Brent.
It would make sense for me if there was some more stuff taken from Lily's apartment. But by all accounts, her apartment's... There's not really anything gone of note. Right? So it's like you have this guy randomly burglaring people and then he's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to find a prostitute and I want to steal her blood. That's all I want. Yeah. Right? And then you don't take anything else. Because I mean, like you have the perfect job. You've murdered someone. And if burglaring's your MO, like you have now a perfect opportunity to take whatever you want from this person's house and you leave everything.
Yeah, because you've taken her blood. You've cleaned the apartment. You could easily take...
Anything.
Because I said that she had 1,000, what do we call them? Crowns or something?
Kroner.
Which is the Swedish currency, I guess, at the time.
No, you tell me, man. This is your fellow fucking translucents, buddy. You should know.
We don't know. I don't even know who this guy is. There's a lot of us, and I don't know everybody.
All right.
More than you think. You ever seen Underworld? How many fucking vampires are out there?
No.
A lot.
Oh, yeah, I have. Kate Beckinsale. That's
of course one, you've right? seen. Everyone's fucking seen at least the first one.
That's the first one.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird that he didn't rob whoever did this, did not
robbed her of her life and
like killed her, but didn't. If she had I don't know if 1,000 was a lot at the time. It seems like it probably would be.
Now, also the other thing that like we again, like it's like the beastly thing we keep overlooking is like the unbelievable amount of drool, saliva on this person's neck. And that it's not a bite mark, because I think the case runs wild with vampire because of the exsanguination, the no blood. Yeah, and then you see this
fucking ladle.
The ladle, right? And the saliva on the neck. It's like they were just frothing at the mouth over this sight or whatever. But there's no bite marks, right? There's no bite marks. But
who's to say a vampire needs to bite you to drink your blood?
Well, I was thinking like what other kind
fucking,
of...
Buddy, it's like Temple of Doom with the chilled monkey brains. The head's already open.
Served.
Yeah, right? Fucking cracked in a fucking straw and just...
Well, I was thinking some sort of like... I don't know, what kind of creatures do we know that could put their mouths over an entire head? So after they hit
Chupacabra,
they're just, right, just sitting there just blood. Like, yeah, like Demigorgon style. Like they're just latch on and they're just, right? Exterminate you.
Just like a fucking Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Just fucking.
Oh, yeah. Because I think if it's if they're saying blunt force trauma, that means like downward pressure, right? So whatever, if this guy is some type of, let's go a little wild. Guy's some type of cryptid. Shapeshifter of some type,
yeah.
Let's say.
Oh, yeah.
Mouth could wrap around the back of the skull, but it's some type of like xenomorph inner mouth would crush the skull inwards like a blunt force and then suck the blood out.
Xenomorphs, can't rule them out.
Interesting.
Shapeshifter of some can't kind. Rule them out. I'm just saying it can't be a bite because it'd be more noticeable. It's definitely blunt force, they said. So it's like been like crushed down, like it's been hit hard by something.
And I just can't get over the fact. I just honestly cannot get over the fact that like the lack of blood, because it's not like, yeah, he cleaned. It's because I've read some things that like, well, he cleaned the apartment. He probably cleaned all the blood. And I'm like, yeah, but there wasn't a lot of blood on her clothes, the sheets, you know, carpets, nowhere, right? So it's like this blood seemingly vanishes.
Where is the blood splatter? Where's the pattern?
Right. So this is, it's truly.
It's weird. Like, you think he'd spend all that time to fucking clean up all the blood? You think she's getting murdered by fucking Mr. Belvedere? Like, yeah. Folding her clothes, putting a chocolate on the fucking pillow? Like,
yeah.
It makes a fucking towel elephant on the end of the bed.
Yeah. Like, there are quite, like, it goes into a little bit of detail for the other men that they did bring in, like her frequent. Flyers,
customers, clientele,
and like maybe some that she had a little bit more of a relationship with that all got ruled out. There was a little instance where this woman came forward. Her husband was a pimp, and he came home on the night of Walpurgis covered in blood. And this wife like kind of went forward to the police, being like, "I think my husband's the fucking Atlas Vampire." They were actually able to rule him out as well.
Yeah, the alibi or something.
But nothing really like. Nothing really held any water. There was a lot of people speculated that possibly this was her ex-husband, right? Because it does definitely sound like this was planned, right? This was premeditated.
He knew her.
This guy didn't want to go for a fucking streetwalker like Jack the Ripper.
But she would have recognized his voice.
Well, yeah. Well, potentially.
Right on the phone. Or
phones were not very good back then.
Unless he did the
sound reproduction.
Rusty Shocker, you don't know me, but I know you.
Also, some people speculate that it maybe was a law enforcement officer, given the fucking billy club and the fact that they were so meticulous with cleaning the scene and not leaving behind any clues.
It's true. Because whoever did it, cleaned the scene, took the murder weapon with them and all evidence.
The blood.
The blood, yeah.
Right. I saw the law enforcement thing, but I'm like, to be honest, I'm just like,
I don't buy it either.
What do you do with the blood? Like how, like that's what I can't get. Like I can't wrap my head outside of some sort of supernatural avenue of where you're like, okay, how do I get the blood from someone's body? Because like you would think that too, like you would have like, and Andrew, maybe you can help me that if I'm this wrong, if that's the only wound is the head, like you would have blood that would sit in the legs, right?
Well, there would be lividity, and that's kind of what they mentioned when they said that there was blood kind of like seeping at the bottom of her body.
Yeah.
But that was like the least, that was a little bit, like the tiny amount of blood that they were able to find.
Yeah. Right. It's so bizarre. Like to me, then it's like you're putting this person upside down or at least getting gravity to do some of the work to get this blood flow out. Right. It just doesn't.
Well, naturally, over time, it's going to do it for you. Like, yeah. That's what happens when you dies, right? It all just pools to wherever, like if you're wherever you're laying, the blood
the lowest
is
point.
Pool.
Yeah, but to get most of it out, you would think you would have to, like, and you have a head wound.
Yeah, it's bizarre, man.
That's a good point because if it does pool to the lowest point, once the heart stops beating, there should be blood left in like your lower appendages or like low.
Well, the whole lower half of her body. So like she'd be laying flat. So it'd be her face, her chest, everything down her legs. Like it would all be pooled down there. Like
right. Something would have had to either lay her off the bed or pick her up and like hang her almost. Right. I just can't get over how the fuck do you get the blood out of the body without like IV in her or anything. Right. That's what doesn't make any sense.
Bizarre, man.
Super weird. I think there's only one possible explanation, and it is a vampire.
Zell did it.
100%. Nope. Where were you in 1930s? Right? Show us the photos. Mm.
Yeah, Zell.
I've been living in Kelowna, BC since 1901. So
yeah, so you say.
I don't know.
It's before air travel. I couldn't get
there.
No one,
you're a bat. You can fly.
You can't fly across the ocean.
There was reports.
You can't.
In this case, one of the other weird things is no one reported seeing anyone leaving. Of note. And I was like, that's because it was Zell and he turned into a bat, left out the window.
Flew out the window.
It's possible that someone flew out the window. That's 100% possible.
But it's...
Well, here, listen. It was also a ground floor. She lived on the ground floor, so they could have just popped out the window fucked off. But whatever. Semantics.
Again,
it's crazy because it's 9 p.m. when she checks on her. And if let's hypothetically say it was the guy who's ordering the double steak just after 9. That's still like on a party night, there's people everywhere. You probably wouldn't even notice a guy leave a building and be of suspicion.
No, it's Walpurgis.
Everyone's partying.
But again, what are you doing with upwards of 3-4 liters of blood? Right? Obviously, and by all accounts, at least sipping a little before you leave.
I want to say that was just left as kind of like a calling card.
Right, because I will agree. This whole thing looks like a spectacle. Like when you read it, like to me, I'm like, this is someone laid out a spectacle for
someone wanted
so
to
much effort, though.
Yeah, someone wanted to put this amount of effort for a case that will linger for almost 100. Like it's almost 100 years ago. And people are still talking about how crazy this case is. So.
Sad,
pretty wild. Sad.
100%. Lily deserved better.
She did deserve
she absolutely
better.
Deserved
she just worked hardworking
yeah,
lady.
Did.
Entrepreneur.
And with what was left of the scene, they say that like nowadays they would have most likely solved this case and figured out who it was had we had
100%. Yeah. Think about all the DNA evidence.
Well, just DNA surveillance of the area, way more to go on. But back then, whoever did it.
Too bad they didn't throw that condom on ice back then.
See.
Well, we could have sorted it out now, right? Got to the bottom of it.
23andMe could have caught his ancestors.
Right? Exactly. Same thing what we did with the Golden Gate Killer, whatever.
Whoever. Golden State Killer, yeah.
Golden State Killer, right? That's how we got him.
Yep.
So it's, it's one of those things where it's too bad. But if you could go back in the past, maybe a time traveler, right? Maybe that's why they did too much cleaning.
Well, nobody said it. Maybe it was the aliens. I didn't know it was an alien.
We don't know it wasn't.
We have no idea.
That's not their MO though.
Maybe they wanted to study blood.
I just feel like he could have.
There was probing. Obvious evidence of probing as well.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. There's someone.
You got us on a technicality. I don't know.
They usually put the people back after they abduct in medical experiments.
Well, they did. They tried putting her back, but they accidentally nicked her head.
They dropped her
on the way down. Yeah, and she got it, and they're like, oh, shit, put some pillows on it.
It's really too bad that, because I would have loved to find out, have a nice bow on this one and be like, it's that. But there's still, to this day, it's
completely
a mystery. We have no idea how it was done. We have no idea why. All we know is that someone seemingly murdered her, drained her of her blood, and drank at least some of it and left with the other.
And that's all we got to go on.
Yeah. So what do you think? Let us know in the comments. What do you think happened to Lily? What's your knowledge of cryptids and stuff? Is it something
specific to the area maybe that we don't know about?
That we don't know about. Let us know. If you think you know how someone would have done it, let us know in the comments. Shoot us a message. We want to know. We want to hear from you.
Hell yeah. Weird case. Weird fucking case all around. Dan, what do you think? All right.
All right. Anyways. Last one, buddy.
Last one, promise.
We're done.
Last one.
Till next murder month. Whenever that may be.
Which is in December, right?
Yeah. time out?
Yeah.
We don't need a Mongoose file.
Yeah.
No. I got one though. So want, we can you, use it
maybe
for
tomorrow
one.
Or something?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Maybe.
Content?
Theory of the week?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to someone. I'm going to make a little speech.
Okay.
You probably don't even realize because I didn't until later in the day today. All right. This week's theory of the week, I'm going to change it up just as a little bit of awareness, I would say. Something that was 2 years ago today, we lost a great man, Zach Watson, one of our brothers from high school. Great childhood friend who would probably be part of the podcast if it's not for his addiction to alcohol and his problems with mental health. It's tough to say, man.
Yeah.
So if you got a friend who you kind of lost touch with and you know they're having a hard time, you should reach out because that's something I kind of regret from back in the day.
Yeah, reach out, make the effort. I mean, you never know when you're not going to be able to.
And every group of friends, y'all got someone, maybe not as far gone as our friend Zach was at the time, but they might be there if you don't say something. So this week's theory of the week is Zach. I know you're looking down on us from wherever that may be. And I hope you're having a good time, brother. We miss you. All right, if you're not supporting the show, support your boys and their quest for a full head of hair.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've given up on all other reasons.
And there's no other reason to do it, yeah.
There's no other reason other than, like, get rid of this. Get rid of this fucking...
We can't all look the same. We need hair.
We need distinguishing factors.
I guarantee you, you make this happen for us, Andrew's going to have an afro. I will have a full 100%. Jerry curl.
My hair grows up.
Yeah. It's just help us out. Come on.
Yeah. You know, help us regrow the hair and help us become full-time podcasters so we can bring in more amazing content for years and years to come.
Okay, who cares? The hair.
Hair first. Hair.
No, listen, we're on a straight hair club for the boys. Yeah. Okay. That's the plan.
That's it.
Ball trip.
Yeah. Four heads of hair in a movie. That's when we're stopping.
There we go. That's the end of the pod. This week's new supporters. We got Frankie Clifton, Eric Kaiser, Mike Stokes, Cell Flipperacci, and Uriel Medellin.
And as we say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
See you in after hours.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.